Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, hosted by Dirk Gray. My hope is you'll join me on Saturdays along with our guests as we explore all things senior. We're having a wonderful response from the senior community. You're calling, suggesting ideas, we're listening, and are continuing to add content. So please continue to do so, and let us know if you'd like to hear from a specific guest or have topics you'd enjoy hearing from. Please just call and let me know. All right, I'm joined in the studio by my producer, Bob. Good afternoon, Bob.
Good afternoon.
Gray Matters is dedicated entirely to all things senior. Each week we have guests in the studio talking about what they know best and answering your questions and concerns. It will all be related to our senior population. News, community health, lifestyle, finance, real estate, events surrounding seniors, and many other topics. This show is brought to you by our producer, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, helping you move forward in reverse. Our website is www.reversenm.com. And our office phone number is 505-897-4900 or contact 770kklb.com and go to the Gray Matters program page. Excuse me. Today on the show, my guests, we've got two special guests, Rita Navaretti, and I know I'm not rolling my R, Rita, but I'll just go with Navaretti. Rita is a past national president of the American Legion Auxiliary and is the current lead veteran advocate for the Fisher House in Albuquerque, and also Ruby Garcia. Ruby is also here representing the Fisher House. She's one of the board members, and she also happens to be a Blue Star mom and former resident of the Fisher House. So we're going to open up the phone lines. The phone number is 243-3333. If you'd like to ask Rita or Ruby a question, please call. I know they'd love to talk to you. All right. Welcome to the show, Rita and Ruby.
Thank you so much for having us here.
All right. Rita, let's begin by talking about the American Legion kind of in general, because I know the Fisher House is a function of the American Legion. Is that correct? Or no?
No, I'd like to clarify that.
Okay.
The American Legion here in the state of New Mexico and also the country, they have programs which I'm going to speak and highlight is the Operation Wounded Project headed by the Legion Riders in New Mexico. And they support any activity or program that will bring benefits and welfare to any veteran in New Mexico.
Okay, and the Fisher House being one of those.
And the Fisher House being one.
Okay, well, let's begin with that then. What is a Fisher House?
A Fisher House, houses across the country are constructed by the Fisher House Foundation and gifted to the Department of the Veterans Affairs, which later on you'll hear and see VA, and the Department of Defense to provide temporary accommodations, comfort, and support during a period hospitalization for an veteran, for a military person, illness, from injury and needs care. It's like what we've known to know and understand, a home away from home for visiting families and caregivers. Foster a healing environment where family members and caregivers are supportive, support one another, and participate in the treatment of the hospitalized veterans and active duty servicemen. Constructed on the grounds of the VA medical centers and military installation.
And Rita, just so I'm clear and our listeners are, the Fisher Houses are for anybody that's a veteran, right? Is that correct?
Correct. If needing the care at our VA medical center, the Raymond G. Murphy Hospital here in Albuquerque.
Okay. Well, and the reason that I bring that up is because 14% of our population in New Mexico are veterans, and we have a lot of senior veterans.
Correct. And statistics tell us that the war periods by starting at World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Gulf War, the Iraq, and then between conflicts, 37.4% are Vietnam and Vietnam-era vets. Mm-hmm. They are all seniors, and we need to make them aware of the care that can be provided, that's if great. Needed.
Okay. Ruby, do you want to say anything about the Fisher House just in general? I know you want to talk a bit later.
You know what? My heart is for this house because mm-hmm. me being a resident there for my son who was a veteran and is a veteran. And I want every veteran out there to know that it's for them.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's here, it's going to be for them and their families, and it's much needed.
Yeah, and you've experienced it personally, so that's in your heart.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Where will New Mexico's first house be built? And if you know anything about the cost and when maybe the groundbreaking will take place.
Well, first of all, the house, but once it becomes the home to us, it'll be built on the grounds of the Raymond G. Murphy VA Medical Center that's here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The cost of the Fisher House is $6 million. The goal that we are responsible for as volunteers is to raise approximately $3 million. The New Mexico healthcare system will receive the house regardless of the funds raised. The Fisher House Foundation will determine and initiate the construction based upon the site prep needed and the other foundation construction schedule. We are so happy to report that groundbreaking slated for late 2017 or early 2018.
And when you say that the majority of the funds will come from donations, where do those donations come from?
They come from every community in the state. Our veterans are many, mm-hmm. and I spoke just a little earlier that 37% are our Vietnam-era veterans. So our community outreach is just not to service organizations like the American Legion Auxiliary.
No, go ahead, Rita.
So our role is to bring awareness to all communities in the state. The Fisher House home is not just for Albuquerque or Metro visitors. There's criteria. We'll talk about that later. But it's for every veteran that has the services.
Okay, great. We have a caller. Hi, John. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi. I spend a lot of time working with Miss Navarrete on the New Mexico House. I'm down here in Silver City, and all the veterans and the communities in this area, Deming, Lordsburg, Las Cruces, Silver City, we're all excited about the prospects of having a Fisher House in New Mexico. You know, we have a local quilters guild that provides quilts of valor to deserving veterans. And when they found out that the Fisher House was coming to New Mexico, they jumped on board, and they are going to provide quilts for every room that's in the Fisher House. I believe there's going to be 17 quarters there, and they're going to provide quilts. Also, our Legion Riders, our Chapter 13 here with Post 18 in Silver City, they do a beef raffle every year, and previously they would send that money to Brooks Army Medical Center, the Fisher House in San Antonio. But when we found out that New Mexico was going to get a Fisher House, all that money that we raise, approximately $5,000 to $7,000 every year, it's going to stay in New Mexico and go to the Fisher House.
There's other things,
too, but I'll let Rita comment on anything that I may have missed.
If I may, this is a follow-up to a connection that was made. The fraternity in Las Cruces, the New Mexico State University, contacted the National Foundation in Washington, D.C., lodged in Maryland, but they heard of New Mexico having their own house built. They have had in their project line to give to the Fisher House. They have redirected those funds to come to the New Mexico House. And, John, thank you for making that connection, because we received a $5,000 check. And
that's
they're
fabulous.
Going to have another. So when you talked about the outreach, who can participate?
All right. Well, it's just good stuff, Rita. Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters Discussing All Things Senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, here on 94.5 FM and AM 770 News Radio, KKOB. I'll be back shortly. Welcome back to Gray Matters Discussing All Things Senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirt Gray. Gray Matters Discussing All Things Senior is heard live weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience on 770kkob.com. All right, before I continue my conversation with Rita and Ruby, in our segment called Because You're a Senior, These Are Available to You, last week we discussed Ace Hardware's offering 10% off for 60-plus, and Golden Corral Restaurant offers 10% off dinner or an entree for those over 55. This week I want to tell you about Bed Bath & Beyond. It's one of my favorite stores. 10% off with an email sign up. And Hallmark Cards is 10% off one day a week, and it varies by location. So give them a call and ask if they participate in that. So every week, listen for Because You're a Senior, These Are Available to You. All right, I'm continuing my conversation with Rita and Ruby. Rita, what is your role as lead advocate for the building of New Mexico's first Fisher House?
I accepted being a co-champion, and we had another co-champion that was not able to carry through. As a result of that, we as a group decided we would be known as the advocacy group. And because of my knowledge of the Fisher House, because being a volunteer at the VA Medical Center here in Albuquerque, and because I belong to an organization, the American Legion Auxiliary, I've dedicated most of all my life since 14 to the mission, serving our veterans, their families, and then serving in communities.
Rita, you just gave me a segue. What is the American Legion Auxiliary?
The American Legion's Auxiliary is the largest women patriotic organization. We have our own charter, and so we were supported, and they established us through Congress. So back in 1919, that occurred, and we are upcoming to our 100th anniversary in the year 2020.
And you were a national president of the Auxiliary?
Yes, I was national president, elected by the membership nationwide, 2009 through 2010. So I had the opportunity, the humbling experience, to visit Fisher Houses around the country and even overseas. I got to see the Landstuhl Hospital and talk to the veterans there who wanted to go back and get their buddy.
Oh. Well, I want to remind our listeners that our phone number, 243-3333, is open, and please call. And if you have any thoughts of the possibility of donating, the Fisher House is a wonderful cause, and I know that you could call if you have any questions about that, and I know that we'll have information for you off-air as well. All right, let's talk about sharing stories. And Ruby, let's talk. Have you talk about what your story is?
I am a Blue Star mother. My son was in the 82nd Airborne, based out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina. We are mothers of sons or daughters who are serving or have served in the military. In 2013, I believe, I was a Fisher House resident due to an accident that my son had. So I traveled to Fort Bragg. I lived at the house for about a month while he was in Womack Medical Center there. I met many families there that I became close to, sharing our story and sharing tears and laughter and meals at the house. It's hard for me to not cry because mm-hmm. there was tears of hope, tears of anxiety and whatnot. But seeing Fisher House being built here in New Mexico, that's a dream I have, mm-hmm. and it's going to be close to my heart. And in the time of darkness, when you're not sure if your soldier, your son, your daughter is going to make it, mm-hmm. they were there for me. Mm-hmm. And my heart goes out to them and will always be close to the Fisher House in Fort Bragg, but closer once we have the Fisher House in New Mexico.
So when you say you were there, you were housed there for a period of time, and what was your day like? I guess they served you breakfast and...
My day started just like a typical day at home. I had a room there. There's a kitchen, laundry room. You have full access to the house. You have a dining room, living room, meeting room, patio with grills. It's a home to make you feel at home, mm-hmm. pretty much. My day started pretty early because I would hear the announcement on base, uh-huh. so to say. Mm-hmm. So I'd get up, pretty much go downstairs. There was already volunteers there bringing us full-cooked meals. If we didn't want to cook our own meal, we had meals there that were provided. So I would, you know, get started with my coffee, mm-hmm. Get ready. The hospital was just right there, walking distance. So I, you know, spend most of my days at the hospital and then back to the house, where I was greeted with other families or wounded warriors or, you know, guests that were there. I did meet a wounded warrior who was there at the time, so we shared many dinners and lunches with his battle buddies and, of course, myself, talking about, you know, things and issues that were happening during the day.
That's great. You know, what a wonderful blessing that is for the family and the soldiers and the veterans. The foresight to see what it would become was pretty amazing. So, okay, let's talk a little bit more about some of the facts. How many houses presently provide kind of this home away from home situation or environment?
Okay. There are currently 72 houses and 8 under construction, and they're across at an air base. They're in Charleston. They're in West Haven, Connecticut, and one is in Alaska. Our New Mexico Fisher House is listed on the plan to begin construction.
And you said by the...
Hopefully by the end of 2017, which likes December, or the first part of 2018. But that's all based upon the Fisher House Foundation working with the requirements to build this house.
And you said before the show that there was a little hiccup, but then you got clearance for it.
Yes, and we as the volunteer advocacy group strictly do not are part of the government structure that the foundation has to work with to get this done. There was a hiccup with the state government historical site department, but it has been come to a consensus and an agreement. It will move it forward. Our director, Mr. Welch, I have to give kudos to him, but determining the need and submitting the application is Sonia Brown, who is the voluntary services chief and also their PR director.
Well, that's great.
Which is staff of VA.
So there's 72 total.
Right, total.
Wow. How will the future Albuquerque Fisher House save costs for families?
This one I want everyone to listen to because these figures were new to me. Savings to families will save about $500,000 per year. And our home will have 16 suites, which will equate to 5,480 room nights offered to the families, and per year, that cost, if they had to go out, would be $90 to $100 per night. And that is between $480,000 yearly. And Albuquerque rates will be governed by the federal agency with the General Services Administration, and right now that's $91. there's quite a savings.
That's wonderful. All right. Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior here on 770 KKOB. I'll be back shortly. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters is heard weekly on Saturdays beginning at 12 p.m. Mountain Time and streams to a global audience on AM 770 News Radio, KKOB. All right, this week in New Mexico Reverse Mortgage's Q&A questions, I actually had a few people call and want to know more about how do you qualify for a reverse mortgage? So there are a few basic qualifying factors. You must be 62 years of age or older. You must own the property in New Mexico. The property must be your primary residence. Types of property that are eligible include single-family homes, townhomes, 1-4 multi-unit property, some condos that are FHA approved we can do, and manufactured housing is also available. You must pass a financial assessment. This is a newer condition, I believe, from March of 2015, which was put into place to help prevent future foreclosures. There are two parts to the financial assessment. First, your income will be checked to make sure that you have enough money to pay for your living expenses, property taxes, and homeowner's insurance. And remember, you do not have a monthly mortgage payment. That principal and interest payment has gone away with a reverse mortgage, but you do have to pay your taxes, keep your homeowner's insurance current, and maintain your home. The second part of the financial assessment is a look at your credit history. This shows how the debt's been paid previously. It'll also alert the lender to any judgments or liens that may be against the property. If you have late payments or previous collection accounts, it does not mean that you will not qualify for a reverse mortgage. There's a solution called a LISA. That's a life expectancy set aside. And basically, that's just it's like an escrow account. They take part of the money from the reverse mortgage, they set it aside so you don't have to worry about paying your property taxes and insurance. At New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, we pride ourselves on having a special relationship with the seniors in our community, and that's really the truth. We work very hard to take care of our seniors and are proud of the work that we do. All right, let's get back to Rita and Ruby. Oh, Bob's telling me we have a caller. Cecilia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How may we help you?
My question is, what does a veteran's family have to do in order to qualify to stay at the Fisher House?
Go ahead, Rita.
Okay. The federal regulations really govern the VA Fisher House and Temporary Lodging Program, and that is updated through the years. And to qualify for the criteria, the commute has to at least be 50 miles to the VA Medical Center for treatment here in Albuquerque, must be visiting a hospitalized veteran or active duty service member. The veterans active duty service member undergoing long-term outpatient treatment may stay at the Fisher House only if accompanied by a family member or caregiver, must be medically stable and capable of self-care. Those are right now the four criteria that would need to be met.
And Rita, do they apply through an application process? How's that done?
Our advocacy group is not responsible for that. The VA is in the process of hiring a house manager that works with the program, and the determinations and that process will be made available once it gets near the opening the home. We have the groundbreaking first, but the opening, I'm sure they'll have a process.
Okay.
An application process.
Okay, Cecilia, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling the show.
Bye.
All right. We just talked about the federal regulations that govern the Fisher House and how the lodging is handling. How did it all begin? Where did the idea of building the Fisher House come from, and how did it kind of become a reality, I guess I could say?
Okay. It came from a dream. It came from a dream that a wife of a military officer had back in the 1970s, and her name is Pauline Truss. But when she came to the grounds of the Naval Medical Center, she witnessed a young sailor and his wife and his two children coming down the steps with their lodging. And what she thought immediately, where are they going to be lodged? The lodging costs are going to be so high. So she had that thought and never lost it. And her dream was that it would become a reality, that somehow a place would be open. And so when her husband was in a position with the Department of Defense, she posed the idea to him, planted that seed, you might say, in his head. He had the opportunity to be at the table of strong military leaders and planted that seed. And they were introduced to the Zachary group, the Fishers. And as a result of that, that started back in 1970 with a dream.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got another call. Robert, welcome to the show. Hello.
Welcome to me.
Yes. Hi, Robert.
Yeah, I've been inundated with commercials lately about VA benefits, VA loans, and I was wondering what it would take to convert an FHA to a VA.
Okay, well, let me just tell you my first response to that question is, be careful, because you do get inundated with a lot of information. There are a number of very good mortgage companies out there that can help you. New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, we specialize in reverse mortgages, so we don't do the forward mortgages. But I can tell you, just having done forward mortgages for quite a few years, it's not a hard process. You know, both of them are government loans, so there's criteria that you have to meet in terms of income, credit, the collateral, the appraisal, that type of thing. But what I would do is do a little bit of research, and if you'd like to, you're welcome to call me off air, and I could give you some direction in terms of who you might look at dealing with, Robert.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling the show.
You bet.
All right. Who's the chairman of the Fisher House Foundation?
The chairman of the Fisher House Foundation is a nephew of Zachary Fisher, who has passed on. His name is Ken Fisher. He serves, his primary philanthropic work is done as the chairman of the foundation, a nonprofit organization that constructs the comfort homes for the families. His wife, Tammy, is at his side and also a full supporter. There isn't a single year that goes by that giving their very best, and I quote, to remember and honor the noble deeds of those who have worn our country's uniform.
Hmm. What a wonderful vision. It's amazing what some people do with their lives, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And you know what? And you guys, I want to include you in that statement, because both of you have devoted the better part of a lot of your life to service and serving others, and in this case, the Fisher House. And I know, Ruby, we talked off air, and you're doing some other things as well, and it's special. You're giving a lot, and I know that that's not taken for granted. So.
No, it's not.
Thank you.
Let's talk about how the listeners can make a donation, and first start, Arita, with them accessing your website and what they might see, the kind of the steps that they would go through.
I would encourage every listener to make time and go into our website that will direct you directly to the Albuquerque Fisher House. Initially, when this was set up, Albuquerque was listed, but in no way is it just for Albuquerque. I say the seniors, okay, because it's donate.fisherhouse.org/Albuquerque, and it'll direct you directly to a donation page. The beauty of this site, okay, if you don't have a pencil or pen nearby, at the end of the program, it'll be given to you in full.
Great. Okay, talk about that website, Rita.
when you go to that website, this will take you directly to the donation page, okay? The address will also take you to the New Mexico, which is under construction.
Mm-hmm.
We need to alter a couple of items, but we have a segment that says Friends of the Fisher House, and we hope that everyone clicks on there because every volunteer is going to be needed, not only to bring awareness to their communities while it's getting built, but also when we actually have the home, because the pantries are filled by volunteers. You heard someone, you heard Ruby say hot meals served. The government doesn't provide that. The volunteers do. I already am aware that the Rotary Club, Women's Rotary Club in Albuquerque, will bring a hot meal every Thursday evening.
Mm. Well, you know, I told you that Ken Nadeau has been on the program a couple of times, and I've gotten to know him, and I know he's up in the Los Alamos area, but I know how much he volunteers with the writers group and how much this outreach, the Fisher House, means to him. So, great guy. Anyway, we need to take a break. Bob's telling me it's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Our phone number is 897-4900. I'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirk Gray. In the remaining time that we have in this fourth segment, we're going to have a few more questions for Rita and Ruby, and then I'm going to be doing a little bit of talking about reverse mortgages as well in the last segment. So, Rita, let me ask you this. What other programs support the Fisher House Foundation in helping our veterans and their loved ones?
We have two that I'd like to highlight this session. The Hero Miles program, which uses the donated airline reward flights to get family members to the bedside of the wounded, the injured, and the ill service members, and also to give respite flights to family members enrolled in the VA's long-term caregiving program. The next one is Hotels for Heroes. When uses donated reward points to families who are nearby the Fisher House, the Fisher House will then put them up for hotels when the Fisher House is full. Again, I said earlier, New Mexico's will have 16 suites, but if we ever needed more room, we could participate under this and going straight to the foundation for the funds.
That's very generous.
Yes, it is.
For them to participate that way.
Right.
And you know what? Let's also give the foundation's website. It's www.fisherhouse.org to learn more. Another question is, do you reach out? I mean, this is a big enterprise. Do you reach out to others for awareness? Talk a little bit about that.
That's our primary goal, outreach. I'm the single contact, but let me tell you, we're a team. So when we get the referrals, we go directly to anyone in the community, not only the nonprofit, we go for private, we go for corporations, we go to all service organizations, we go to the JRROTC programs in high school. They're terrific fundraisers. We go to the ROTCs on campuses. We found out now we can reach out to fraternities and sororities at educational facilities on campuses. So we're all over, and we want any listener who has a contact, please reach out to them and call us if you need information.
That's great. This is a question that I thought about because it with reverse mortgages, it comes into play. Are the donations tax deductible?
Yes, they are. And we always say, get the advice of your tax preparer or that you're aware, because we're under a 501c3, which allows us by the federal government that all contributions, donations are tax exempt.
Good. Okay. And Ruby, I wanted to ask you another question. You know, you brought up being involved personally in the Fisher House, and you mentioned your son. And I know because you talked to me off air about this, your son's had survived and was okay. And recently, I think he was awarded something by Habitat for Humanity. They're building a house for him or something.
You are correct. They, Habitat for Humanity, Greater Albuquerque, were looking for a veteran to sponsor a home and his family. So my son was selected through a board, through the board of Habitat, as well as myself. We were interviewed many times. We, of course, had to meet the mortgage criteria and whatnot. Him being a veteran was what they were looking for, so he was selected. We were chosen. The house was built and completed November of 2016, so we moved in thereafter. He's happy. I'm happy.
Good.
We're enjoying it. And
that's great. I'm glad, Ruby.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you guys. All right. Well, I want to thank you both for coming on the show and talking about the Fisher House. And give us your contact information. Rita?
Contact information is Rita Navarrete, lead advocate for the New Mexico Fisher House. Telephone number 505-328-0597. Email is RN as in Nancy, A, V as in Victor, RR at Comcast.net.
Okay, great. And Ruby?
It's the same.
It is.
Same,
okay.
same
contact information.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you guys both very much for being on the show. All right. I'm going to talk a little bit about reverse mortgages as we head toward closing the show. I want to talk about how a reverse mortgage is paid off, but I want to do a little quick review on reverse mortgages, and we'll just get through what we get through, and if we'll pick up on the next show. But I want to tell you that the HECM reverse mortgage allows you to pull your money out of your home to use however you wish, while having the confidence that you'll still have a roof over your head. The home is still your home, and your heirs will inherit the home upon your passing. That's the biggest misconception that we run across in our office. A lot of people think that the bank is going to end up with the house, and that's just not the case. Your heirs do, and then they'll have some decisions to make. The application process is similar to any other loan application. If you have a current forward mortgage, it will need to be paid off with your new reverse mortgage. Now, if you have some extra money in your pocket because you're not spending it on your mortgage payment each month, also any additional proceeds will be available. So once your mortgage is paid off, if there's additional monies available, you'll be able to do what you'd like to with that additional money. None of the money you receive through a reverse mortgage is taxed. The HECM proceeds are tax-free. They're tax-free because you simply are pulling money, the equity, out of your savings account, your home, that you've already paid taxes on years ago. As a homeowner, there are four ways to receive the money through your reverse mortgage: as a monthly payment, as a line of credit, in a lump sum distribution, or any combination of those three options. There's something called term payments, an equal sum of money over a fixed period of months or years. And then there's what's called tenure payments. They're like term payments, but they don't end until you're no longer occupying the home. All right. Well, that's about as much time as we have today. I want to thank Rita and Ruby for being my guests. I also want to thank my producer, Bob, as well as the 770 KKOB team for making Gray Matters, Discussing All Things Senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, your favorite place for all things senior, and you, our audience, for joining today's broadcast. Thank you for listening to the voice of reverse mortgages and seniors in New Mexico. If you'd like to call, the office phone number is 505-897-4900, or go to 770kqob.com. My NMLS number is 222-785, New Mexico Reverse Mortgages. NMLS number is 1102-656. This information is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or a government agency. If the borrower does not meet loan obligations such as taxes and insurance, then the loan will need to be repaid. The information given during the show is not meant to be all-inclusive. Any guests on the show are not endorsed by Gray Matters, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, or KKOB. I want to thank you today for joining me. I think it was a fascinating program. I really enjoyed Rita and Ruby, and one of these days we'll have you guys back again. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Dirk Gray.